Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya Akhwan al-Fukara. I have here a question from a Fakira, which reads, I know the path leads to peace, but does the path lead to happiness? My answer to this question is that no, the path does not lead to happiness, because happiness does not exist in a place or a time. Happiness is not an object. There are clues to this in the language. For example, one can speak of unhappiness, but one can't speak of dishappiness, because happiness can't be dissed. One can't violate the substance of happiness, because it's a fundamental property of existence. Similarly, happiness is not an experience. Happiness is rather the substance of experience. Happiness is this universal property of existence. One speaks of joy or love or beatitude. This is happiness, and it is fundamental. One often says that God is love. Yes, there's an equation there. God is love. This is this property of existence. And we experience it in different ways. When we experience it in terms of art, we call it beauty. When we experience it in terms of people, we call it love. When we experience it in terms of ideas, we call it understanding. But it's the same thing. It's ananda, it's joy, it's love. But happiness can't be achieved as if it were a prize or even a state. But we can claim it, much as we claim peace. Examine your own experience, for example. Think about the last time you received something that you truly desired. What happened when you received it? The desire vanished, leaving you in a condition of peace and happiness. Therefore, peace equals the absence of desire, and the absence of desire equals happiness. But it can't be achieved as an object. It can only be known and understood as part of the presence of the divine. That's how we can know peace. That's how we can find happiness. Wallahu alam.